Hello, my friend. It's been a while, and I'm not sure where you where you are. And it's good when we begin times like this to settle in a little bit and have a felt consciousness of our place and space, so that we don't only approach moments like this in prayer or meditation with our minds, which is to say our ability to think and have ideas, but to feel, even if you can't see well, see. And if you can't see, maybe listen to what's around you. Maybe it's dark in the morning, or you've snuggled up in a corner of your house, or you're in a place that's normally strange to you. And just to feel the presence. I've been blessed to wake in the desert again this morning. I'm near Taos, New Mexico, a mountain or two over, and on the edge of a valley up on a mountainside with my friends Joel and Diane. And they're two wonderful dogs. One of them has been out here watching and actually calling out over the valley, so I know that probably some other animal, maybe a dog waking in another house a distance from here, was here. It's that a deep sense of recognizing, feeling, sensing, and knowing where we are and what else is here, who else is here, how life is here. Beside me is a flagpole knee. American flag is on it, and it's making its own voice known this morning with the breeze that's coming through here as light is coming into the sky, and soon there will be dawn. But I sit on the edge of this mountain and on the edge of this light that's coming, and this weekend we celebrate, this weekend, you may not be in this weekend. You're somewhere else and not in a desert like I am. But in this desert place, I listen to the readings for the feast of Christ the King. And I'm moved again by the gospel. I won't go into detail with you about it, but it stirs me today. It's so wonderful. And not first a moral lesson, which I think is where a lot of us go. Am I a sheep or a goat? And how did I end up there anyway? And Jesus makes it very clear, sort of backing into this gospel, when we saw God, Jesus Christ, life needing. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. And you cared for me in prison and you visited me. These are wonderful and real imperatives in our lives. But how do we come to know them? I think by being where we are and hearing the voices and seeing the faces and knowing the needs of life around us. God did not think up Jesus Christ. And at the same time, Jesus Christ is the very Logos, the core meaning, the heart of God poured out for us. Enfleshed and cosmic, alive and dancing now. In the needs of many, we have been gifted with the ability to see and listen and find life wherever we are. I used to think that deserts were empty places and nothing was alive there. And yet a few moments before I turned on this opportunity to record with you, I heard the first of the birds' voices this morning. Heard the rustle of the breeze, the wind through pine and cedar that are near me. And far off from here, and maybe you can hear their gentle, deep rumble, early morning cars, people possibly heading to work or off on their own journey today. There's sounds and signs of life around us, and it's so important that we recognize them. There are in our world today. And you and I come from a deep place within us where we want to listen and see. And that's the beginning of our journey. Sheep and goats together. But that's why we meditate too and take this time together. To listen deeply and let all of our senses come to a new acuity, sharpness. and in our listening, if we listen deeply now, with the invitation of Francis, we can hear that beautiful call to know God here, to create within ourselves a place where God might dwell. Sensing that abiding place of God, we're not thinking first, but feeling, acknowledging, knowing, sensing our longing. Our longing, and at the same time, our delight with a God who would and does abide in us. And while we get up and go, or whether it's off to work or another place in our house or continue our journey, but now we're here. And here, knowing that we long to see and know God and welcome God deep into our heart where God already is, you and I then have a new gift. It comes with the oldest one of being human, and that is to see each other, to recognize life when we see it, to embrace life, to go out to life. And so from this quiet place of prayer, myself on the edge of a desert today, I'll get up and go, I'll travel today, and the invitation is to see and know and recognize and respond to life around me. Life with all of us, life present. In the hungry, and those who might need listening to today, or lifting up, or tending in some real way. All this comes from our deep ability to recognize the loving one who is our God, the creator from all time, the Christ who is king, as we say, but even is saying, and it's an awkward word, until we hear that the first image from the reading of Mass for Christ the King is of a shepherd. Shepherd who tends sheep, cares for the others. The shepherd has a great acuity, sees, knows, acknowledges, felt sense of these beautiful animals that are of his, her responsibility, care. And then begins to respond to, reach out to, care for, bring along the others. All these human gestures that you and I are capable of, because first we're given the heart of love, and then we begin to recognize who it is right now who needs our love. But we sit here now, not quickly going to those places or times, but finding the simple silence in us so that we can truly see, not pass by, not hurry our service with, but in recognizing the other, the person we might meet today, the places we might go. You might even be going to a prison today to visit people, or helping in a soup kitchen, home, or some place that is a sign and a type of this beautiful reaching out of loving service. But our ability to go there and not just function there comes from our finding the abiding God who is love within us, so that we might see and recognize that God, hurting, longing, thirsty, hungry, and the people around us. In our embrace, our recognition isn't only of their need, but it is of them. We see the hungry, not just hunger. We see the thirsty one, not just the thirst. We see the one who longs for God, not only the longing. And with each and all of these, we find our company again. And in our companionship, we will call them too to what we're sharing now. The quiet time of recognition, recogito, to know again. To turn to quiet, not just to still our hearts, but to let them be tender, so they'll rise up and reach out in the power of Christ the King to shepherd others, to bring them along, to help them in loving, tender, non-domineering, non-controlling ways. So I take a deep breath here on the desert, and I greet you from this place of quiet, and I welcome you into that one that is within you now. Be still, and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. With all the earth and the Lord of the earth in us and with us, let us be. Peace to you, my friend, from Greg and I and all who gather now to have tender hearts and loving care for others.
Open my ears, Lord.